Ba-bam.
What's happening, brother?
I'm going to play it. Look, remember when you used to play it, like, whenever, when you would play it, like, when you were in the 80s and you had to record it off of a tape, off of your radio? Look.
Yeah. You'd call the girl you like and play the song.
Okay, hold on. No one can hear us yet, right? All right, here. Nobody can hear us?
I don't think so.
Oh, we're on. Oh.
Yeah, we're on already.
Welcome to the Rated R.
What's up, brother?
I'm back after. How many years has it been, Mula, since we did the last show?
I think it's been like 7 or 8 years, bro.
We've been doing it all that whole time. We just never told you. We changed the name. It's on another station. We'll let everybody know about that next time. This is the Rated R Radio Show coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas. What is today? Oh, today's Tuesday. Normally we come to you every Thursday at 10 o'clock p.m., the witching hour. That's not even the witching hour, but we call it that. And we come at you with some crazy, hellified stuff. Today we're just going to talk. We're going to take it easy. We're going to talk some COVID and what COVID did to this beautiful country.
We're going to talk some quarantine. We're going to talk a little quarantine.
We're going to figure out how to open up the iPad and to make this work before I cut you all off. You know?
What are you fucking hanging up on?
What happened? I don't know what I'm doing here, dude.
So are you quarantining
That's the second half of the show. You're going too fast.
That's the second part of the show.
Okay, hold on. I swear to God, I'm going to figure this out. Okay, we're back. We're on, brother. Okay, I figured out the iPad. So we're coming through to the iPad. We just paid for the minimum usage. That means that all we get to do is talk. We get no music. We only get 30 minutes. What else? You can't even listen to us. Nobody can even listen to us right now. This is just a phone call.
We got the basic package where it's just us. All we can do is talk.
No three-way call. You can't hold nobody. If you try and call in, it automatically puts your name on a subscription, and you're going to be called over and over. You get emails you never wanted.
You call in, you start getting robocalls.
We picked the wrong freaking service, right? This is like one that's taking all our data. It's seeing your social security. See, this one's from Russia. I didn't even know. Dude, look, see, it says it right here. It even says the name of the site is called We're Gonna Steal Your Identity.com. So anyway, we're here on the Rated R Radio show. Normally coming to you every Thursday. I sound like Trump, right? Normally coming to you every Thursday, but we're coming Tuesday. Going to give you some greatness, some great, obviously great things.
Great, obviously great.
Fake news. We got some fabulous. Let's introduce ourselves. So this is Statutory Ray, normally the host. We also have our second host, Diamond Dex. He's busy, but he may be coming on later on, like probably right when the show ends, when we're playing the ending credit. Will the Thrill was unable to make it tonight, but he will be on the next show. Chuck U Fatty wasn't here. This is like a totally whole new show, dude. That's like over half of our freaking cast, and they're all. But we're doing it single. We're doing it single. We miss them guys, you know, ever since they decided to run away and all get married together in one of those countries that lets them all get married. But,
and now they're living in a cult. They joined the cult.
But we got one of the original OGs, one of the original gangsters, Big Mula.
Tell everybody how. What's up, Big Mula?
Since we've been out for a while, why don't you give everybody an introduction? Kind of tell them about yourself and what you've been up to for the past 8 years while we've been off the air, man.
Well, I got married, and I got divorced, and then I got remarried, and then I got divorced again, and I'm about to get married again, bro. I'm about to get married again. Yeah, it's going to be number six.
So you married Chucky Fatty first, you got divorced, you married Diamond Dex, got divorced, and then you're going to marry now, you're going to marry Will the Thrill. All right, that'll
Will
work.
Will the Thrill, exactly.
We have another caller here. Let's go ahead and bring him. I think that actually might be Diamond Dex. You might be able to talk about y'all's relationship and the big divorce that's coming. Let me put him on. Diamond Dex, you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Diamond Dex in the house. What's happening, brother?
What's going on? Who's all on?
We're just catching everybody up on what we've been doing for the last 8 years that we've been off the air.
I got you. Sorry I was late. I had to wash myself, you know, with some hand sanitizer all over my body, but I had to shave my balls and it freaking stung real bad. Don't ever do that. Don't put hand sanitizer immediately after shaving.
You're doing some manscaping before the show?
But you gotta be careful nowadays. You can't take a risk, you know, you gotta do it everywhere.
Actually, Diamond Dex was doing this way before COVID even happened, man. I remember back about 8 years ago when we were doing the original show, we talked about it. And so he was
stocking up on
hand sanitizer way before. Dude, he was ahead of everybody. Did any of y'all stock up
previous prior?
You used to use toilet paper?
You've been prepping since 8 years ago. Does toilet paper expire?
Does toilet paper expire?
Yeah.
Dude, not in my house. That shit is fresh all the time. That shit goes.
Are y'all able to find toilet paper like an ATB?
I go in the ATB and I go in the restroom and I take their toilet paper.
Yeah, I do that at the porta potty, bro. Out there when I work, there's a bunch of porta potties at every location. I just don't grab a roll from each one.
Those are nice porta potties if they have paper. They have toilet paper in them. Because the one nice thing is that they got no toilet paper.
And the
girls
part
be traveling with toilet paper.
Hey, when the best part is when you catch them like at 7 in the morning, dude, they're clean, they're fresh. Hell yeah. And you come out with a blue butt.
That's when you have your best post when you're sitting in there in the clean porta potty.
Hell yeah. It's called the morning glory.
Dude, I got a surprise for y'all, dude. I got a big surprise. Y'all didn't know this, but I was able to get Jean-Claude Van Damme to call into the show, dude. So whoever is listening can actually be in for a big surprise, dude. His number, he's called in. I'm gonna bring him in, dude.
He's been trying to come on for years.
No, I accidentally hung up on him, dude. We'll bring on.
Is that Jean-Claude Van Damme or fucking Juan Claudio Van Damme? Is that what the fuck you're trying to bring on me? That dude with the run around, that homeless dude from fucking Highway 90?
That's him, bro. It's the dude. He has that Van Damme motor cars on the corner of Flores and over there on Ducktown.
That's fucking Melvin.
The motor cars.
And we need to get Melvin on here.
Do you think that he does the split to wipe the butt with that toilet paper that he bought?
We need to get Melvis down here, dude. That Mexican Elvis from the Fiesta.
Yeah.
We need to get him on the show and interview him and see how life's been treating him during the corona.
I've never heard him say.
Hey, we'd like to remind everybody.
I think his mouth is fucking welded shut with them gold teeth. I've never heard him speak. Right?
I never heard a word.
You were on.
I've never heard that fucking guitar play one goddamn note.
It ain't got no strings, bro. It ain't got no strings.
Hey, when was the first time you ever saw that?
I'm gonna mute the shit.
I think you got a little slow in the years that have passed us, Ray. Johnny on the spot.
I'm just gonna, you can't even get a word in. I'm just listening. I'm just listening. Y'all go right ahead.
Hey, well, you're the whole team. We'll be fucking asking questions and interrogating. I mean, asking us questions and shit. And you're the one being quiet.
You're You're hurting my ears. It sounds like you're in a garage restroom, dude.
He's cleaning the porta potties to be clean for 7 in the morning, bro. What are you talking about?
I'm on my Bluetooth. I'm on my goddamn Bluetooth.
You're at Jorge Van Damme's transmission and barbecue stand.
There you go.
Hey, I want to go ahead and bring on somebody. We got a new guy that this guy's
a new guy.
He's yeah, we got a new guy. We got a guy.
He don't last long.
He don't take much. We're gonna bring on a new not character, a new addition to
he
the show.
He don't take much.
He don't take much.
He don't take much. What'd you get him on here with a peck of fucking chicken? Did you get him to come on with a peck of chicken?
He goes long time. All right. We're gonna bring on. We're gonna bring on Tommy, Mikey, Miguel, Mickey. I gotta give him a good introduction. It's the first time.
Who is it?
Hey, hello.
We got Mike on the line. He's gonna let us know about the recent documentary that we saw. That was a 10-part documentary on the championship of the Chicago Bulls. Hey, Mike, you there?
Mike's not here at the moment, but I'm filling in for him. My name is Ross Purple. Damn.
What? Hey, you got an update on the current Thai boxing champion?
I got an update on the last dance. Man.
Hey, calm down.
I don't watch any of
you. Don't take much.
We know he don't take much. I don't know what he don't take, but he don't take much.
You ain't got much to give.
We got the you know what? That could actually be Van Damme. The voice sounds kind of familiar. I think it's fucking Juan Claudio Van Damme.
Based upon all the conversations you've had with Van Damme in the toilet, in the porta potties in the morning, right? It doesn't sound like him.
I talk to that motherfucker every day.
I'm gonna split
like that motherfucker every morning, dog. In the porta potty.
There's gonna be a shortage of low lying tank tops and khaki pants to dance around and shit.
Right, with a black weed belt.
I thought I'm a little confused. I thought this was the support group for COVID men dealing with low T, and it doesn't sound like that.
Shit,
you guys are all happy.
Damn! What kind
listen
of thing,
up, dude? Listen up, dude.
What kind of show is that?
Well, I thought that's what this was.
Don't
support
even
group for that.
Don't even trick me into freaking seeing the Notebook, dude. Tears.
Oh,
huh?
No.
Tears the whole thing. Because I already know what's coming at the end, and I cry from the very beginning. Low T.
You cry the whole time because you're low T?
Yeah. I cried all during
Freeway. Yeah, that happened.
Hey, did I cry on that movie Real Steel when that dude, where Wolverine is training robot fucking boxers and shit? Real Steel? That one got me. That one got me at the end, dude, when they won. I was like, damn.
I cried too.
That was tough.
I cry when I cry.
The one that really makes me cry is Cheech and Chong's next movie.
Right? Because you weren't sure if they'd do another one or not.
Hey,
what, it was sad. They were so poor.
Oh.
It was sad.
We do
have
to
cry the whole time. On the new Karate Kid, dude, I cried the whole time when he was telling him, put your jacket on. Take it off. Take it out.
And you were watching it.
You saw the new one?
It in Spanish and shit. You saw it in Spanish and shit.
Hey, I saw it on fucking television. That's why I saw that shit.
Hey, overdub. He was like that. He's like, I like the Jackie Chan one. I don't like the one they redid with Daniel LaRusso, right?
Right? He likes Steel Magnolias with Queen Latifah in it.
Yeah, like Steel Magnolias, really, dude. Just coming up with all the. Oh, hey,
that's
gonna
be like
that. That'll make you cry, dude. Steel Magnolias. That will really make you cry. Hey, who remembers crying when you watched the Red Fern Girls in fifth grade? All y'all motherfuckers were crying. What? I bet you, because you didn't have some teeth. You didn't have low teeth. You had no teeth. Huh? Where the Red Fern Girls? You didn't have no teeth back then. You didn't have low teeth. You had no teeth.
I think like
old
school. I never saw it.
Exactly. They forced us to watch that shit, trying to make us effeminate.
I think they showed that movie in the 50s at school.
That was an ESL movie.
Mula, do you believe in
the what ESL movie? Who the fuck is an ESL movie? Where are you?
Do you believe in any of the conspiracies going on right now?
What, the COVID conspiracy? About Batman?
Now, first of all, Mula, where did COVID come from?
Didn't Donald Trump say it was the China virus?
No, I mean, like, how did it originate, dude? Let's tell us.
I don't fucking know how it originated. If I knew, I'd go fuck that motherfucker up. Whoever made it. If I knew where it came from and how it got here, I heard it was some motherfucker ate a bat. That's what I heard.
Hide your mind.
Hey, that motherfucker came from Mexico. That motherfucker eats bats all the time in Mexico.
Oh shit. We were talking about that all these Hispanics are all worried about the COVID and all the shit and saying that it comes from people with bats. And y'all motherfuckers have candy with scorpions in them and shit. What the fuck? You're talking bad about trying to get that.
I have never seen a candy with a scorpion in it, man. What the fuck?
Yes,
what
you have, motherfucker. Yes, you have. Those popcorn, those suckers, they're like clear, dude. They're like clear. They look like syrup. They're clear, and they got a scorpion in them and shit. Every time.
That's right. They sell a funny story, motherfucker. We don't fucking eat that shit in Mexico. They sell that shit to the white folks down there.
We have a baseball cap on right now with that.
They put scorpions on lollipops and belt buckles.
Exactly. Lollipops and belt buckles, dude, exactly. And and then like one that has armor and shit on someone's notebook in the eighth grade and shit. They just draw sports with armor on it.
The commercial.
Mula, you got a commercial.
How many licks does it take to get to the scorpion and the cinder pop, right?
Right. A Mexican cinder pop.
Hey,
right?
He never knows.
Shoot, bro.
He never gets there. After 3 licks, crunch.
One, two, Mula's got he's got some scorpion skin boots.
scorpion scale.
Hey, I still got my I still got my goddamn hormiga boots. I still got the motherfucking thing. What about those? Actually, you still got your throat push?
The flopers. They were like flip flops, but they were boots. You know, for those hot days.
For the cowboy that went to the beach.
I know that. I went to a truck stop that Mula tends to go to, and they were selling Bluetooth chanclas and shit. Trying to buy some.
Yeah, okay. They got those fucking Bluetooth that fucking trading really.
They do, dude. But you can't. They have a problem trying to pair the two. You know, they can't pair them.
Hey, you can only have one on at a time. Hey, I bought some earbuds the other day. They look like AirPods, but these motherfuckers work like a half of one at a time.
You bought some AirPods that were right next to the Snickers in the freaking the super machine.
That's a fucking contestant bed.
Right, I bought him a Chuck E. Cheese tickets.
Hey, let's talk about Chuck E. Cheese. Ray was Chuck E. Cheese. I remember when Ray was working at Chuck E. Cheese. I had my kids beat the fuck out of Chuck E. Cheese, and it wasn't Ray. I thought he was Ray.
That's your Uncle Ray. That's why I told somebody else to take my shift.
I told the kids kicking ass. That's your Uncle Ray. That's fucking Uncle Ray.
Hey, my we weren't even
in Chuck E. Cheese, right? I was working like at Burger King, and he told him to go hit Chuck E. Cheese.
You were
the kids. His kid walked up with tickets, dude. I didn't know what to give him. They walked up with tickets. I was like, we don't even have video games here. Like, where'd you get the tickets at?
Hey, those motherfuckers trying to give you a bootleg ticket.
Hey, those tickets said NYOSA 2012 on them.
Bud Light. Hey, fucking NYOSA 2012 Bud Light tickets. Oh, that's fucking
trying to
funny,
get some. Just like mix them in. You mix them in at Chuck E. Cheese. You get the NYOSA tickets that are left over. So you could get the freaking big transformer at the top of 40,000 tickets.
You can get the paddle ball for fucking 6,200 tickets.
Hey, that's funny, right, though? Like, you go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
And you win, like, about 100,000 tickets. You go turn them in, and the dude's like, you can get that plastic ring, or you can get 3 sticks of bubble gum.
You can get the fucking, get the paratrooper. Hey, you can get the fucking paratrooper. You can get one paratrooper. A little army man with the parachute.
You can get this. Yeah. Now you can get the COVID. COVID Chinese handcuffs.
Oh yeah, no shit. COVID with a mask. With a fucking mask.
Right? No shit. They're like, well, dude, I went up. I gave him like 100 tickets. I gave him 100 tickets. They were like, here's an application. That's about how much you're gonna have to get one of these things right here. I won an application with my 1,000 tickets.
Hey, you win a fucking
go ahead.
One at a time.
Mike got that phone guy.
Yeah, so you got a master. You got a master ski ball before you can apply. You got to score 500,000 points before you can apply. Oh. I only got 9 balls. That's not fair.
$49.99. That's what you got. $49.99.
Life's not fair, Ray.
They fucking they put you in the balls, right? You got to make it out before we close that day, and then you got the job. During birthday season and shit. Fuck Saturday. And Sunday,
all fucked up. Hey, did y'all see that video about a month ago, I guess, those people strapping it out at fucking Chuck E. Cheese, dude, right there on Ingram?
Your home video of your cousin's birthday?
Right? That's like every Saturday.
Hey, it was my son's birthday, and the baby mama's going to fight.
Dude, that's like every freaking day over at the freaking gas station on Southwest Military, dude.
No shit, dude. Oh my god.
Have you found any good spots? Like, what you been doing to like to make up for the partying part of COVID, dude? Like, since we couldn't go to the clubs or anything, what would you do? Drink and drive?
Well, you have to, dude. The cops aren't taking nobody to jail right now. You kind of fucking have to.
You have any tips, Mula, on how to like keep how to be able to drink and drive safely during COVID?
Well, yeah, when they pull you over, just tell them you got COVID, dude. Cough on them. Free. They'll let you go.
You know that thing, like,
I guarantee it.
You don't have like a solo cup with a straw or something. Tinted windows.
No.
You just cough on them.
Just a fucking 32-ounce in my lap. That's it.
What's the biggest shit they got?
You don't need to hide it anymore. Not right now. You don't have to hide it. I can just get out and cough.
What's the giant cup that they have? What's the giant cut that they have for y'all, do for truckers? The big diabetes? What is it? How big is it?
The big cholesterol cut?
Like 74 ounces?
Well, they got
one
that's like
soda, right?
It's fucking syrup. A fucking 64-ounce cup of syrup is what you get at the truck stop.
Well, what's good to mix with that, dude? Little Thunderbird, little Country Quencher.
fucking loaded up with Boom's Bar. Got that Strawberry Hill, dog.
Do you remember back when we were younger, did you buy that stuff? That was like the end stuff because the girls didn't drink it because they took about four sips and were drunk.
Yeah, they avoided that shit. But that was the best thing to have, dude. That and wine coolers, dude. The cheapest fucking wine coolers you could get on a date.
Right now, because of COVID, you know, you got to budget yourself. I've been buying that Rolling Rock for like $7 for a fucking 12-pack.
No shit, Rolling Rock.
I just plugged Rolling Rock right now, dude. That's like the poor man's Schlitz.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Hey, do they still sell Milwaukee's Best, dude?
I like it.
Do they still sell Milwaukee's Best?
I don't know.
You remember Norm? Norm used to drink that like it was fucking gold, dude. He'd show up with 50
wasn't
more
it like, wasn't it like
45?
That's like it was like 45 cents for a quart, bro.
Hey, you sell with 15 quarts for $3.25, bro. And get off. He'd be drunk as anybody.
That would be Kobe right there, dude. If they had those prices right there, everybody'd be all right.
Yeah. Everybody would be fucking perfect.
Oh, shit. I think we're all driving next, man. You know him.
Hello.
Am I on?
I think
you fell into the black hole. Dude. You fell into the freaking radio show black hole, dude. Hey, Dexter.
Well,
yeah, I know my phone. What? Yeah,
where's
hold on.
Train
I'm
at?
Sorry.
Train?
Huh? Chinga, what are you talking about?
Remember this show before? We had to wait for the train to go by. At Dex's house, there's something rattled everything in the house.
They're not traveling because of COVID right now, so it's all quiet.
Is that what it is?
That was a special guest. The train. Here he is. There he goes.
The conductor.
Exactly. 9:21 exactly. With that by.
Hey, we never learned, right? We always scheduled the show at that time so the train could come. But train was funny.
Here's our sponsor.
Mr. Rogers.
All right, guys. So enough talking shit. Zero format. Just guys getting together for this show. We'll see what we can do with the next one. We're getting ready to close here in a second. We want to remind y'all, you're listening to the Rated R Radio Show, unscripted production
unscripted,
value.
Unplanned. unplanned, no nothing.
We like to call it the Rated R Radio Show. My girl likes to call it that dumb shit you do with your friends.
Hey, I think all our girls are going to call it that dumb shit you do.
It's been like 6 years, and you say you're gonna do it. They're like again. Like, what the fuck is it again?
Every time you show
this
call again.
Hey, I've been messaging this motherfucker for about 3.5 years. Hey, let's do a show. All right. This weekend, we'll do it this weekend. For fucking 3.5 years, this motherfucker finally. I just finally got around to it.
Are you done yet? Are you done yet? Are you coming inside?
Gotcha. You're ready to get that tattoo. Got that Rated R Radio tattoo all right before we stop fucking coming on the air and shit. Damn, great.
You pay for the whole house and you still have to do the show from the garage.
Ray was across the street in the rain that one time.
You gotta sit in your fucking car. That's where you get reception.
at least Mula didn't go to the drive thru this show like almost every other show.
No, but I'm telling you, man, if we're going to do it, and I'm not fucking, I'm just going to do it anyway. Hopefully I can get to shoot a pig while I'm live. While we're on the air.
You're getting like a hillbilly special from some place, right, while we're talking? The Here Comes Trey.
Hell yeah. Hey, just so y'all know, not only am I a coyote assassin and a pig killer, dude, I'm also a fucking snake wrangler right now, dude. I added that to my resume here last week.
And you're turning into the Terminator, dude. I can't hear your voice no more.
Oh, my phone was. Yeah, I had my phone 3 feet away from me. I thought
a pig was running away.
With now, just... add, now you can be a phone wrangler. Add that to your resume.
Oh, shit.
Dude, buy from buy from the top shelf of the vending machine Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, next time, buy some AirPods with the fucking volume button on them. It just has an up button and shit.
Bula called me up all happy, dude. He was all like that. I got the new AirPods. He sent me a picture, and they were purple with a black case. Dude, I was like, I don't think that was the
one. No.
They were AirPods, and you had to pump them up and shit for the ear. You pumped them fucking with little pumps.
You saw he bought them off Facebook.
They came.
It took them almost 4 months to get here, dude. What the fuck? I ordered them off a Wish.
He was telling me that the AirPods came with 450 Nintendo games on them and shit.
Hey, you got them off a Wish? You said you got
them
off a Wish.
What happened?
No, they were in the shape of fucking. They were penises. They were little fucking pieces going in here. That's
didn't even know it. You were in COVID.
Yeah, I got the COVID five, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I got
the
COVID
19. We get another 15 minutes. We get another 15 minutes bonus track time due for whoever else wants to download it or listen to it on the site.
Oh, right on. That's fucking funny. Dude.
So that means that's where we're really gonna be funny, right? Shit, fuck.
Right, yeah.
That's what we were doing last night, and the funniest part were fucking when we were off the air.
No shit, dude. I was saying the last time, we had our funniest, most laughed shit ever. Fucking right before the show started. The show came on, and we were all pa 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 pa.
Fucking stuttering. Hey, my brother Raz, dude, now I call him Stuttering Stanley. That fucker, he got sick, dude. He got sick about two months ago.
Hey, I'm sorry.
You go ask him, hey, man, you know who I am? You know who I am? He'd be like, uh-huh. What's my name? And he go, that chair is nice. What the fuck, dude? Hey, I thought he got fucking, I thought he caught the fucking Holy Ghost, dude. Motherfucker was speaking in tongues and shit. I was like, hey, no, motherfucker, what's my name? Yeah, those shoes are cool. What the fuck, dude? I'm not talking about shoes. The fucker. And, hey, now he'll call me and he'll be like, whoa. Hey, he call me and he'll be like, what's up, nigga? I'm like, God damn, spit it out, dude.
Well, we just lost all the glitters that we had.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost.
Oh, fuck. Hey, I'm going to let y'all go, dude. I'm going to go to bed. I got to get up at 4 in the morning. Try to schedule the show earlier next week, dude, or the week after.
Hey, dude, you restock that toilet paper, baby.
I got to go reload tomorrow. But, Yeah, man, y'all right. Be cool, Mike. Take it easy, Mikey.
All right, later.
Did Mike come up? Yeah, y'all be cool, man. Thanks. Good talking to you, man. I'll shoot y'all a text tomorrow. We'll see y'all later.
All right,
bye. Okay, bye.
All right, we'll catch you later, Mula. All right, guys. Now we can really get to the good stuff.
Now we can be funny. Now we can be funny.
Now you can hear us.
Now we're going to be all quiet. I'm going to go to bed, too.
Hey, what you been up to? Nothing, working.
Yeah.
I gotta help out with a raffle tomorrow for to make some plates. Oh, all
right. Yeah.
Hey,
I got this.
I gotta go put some scorpions and lollipops and shit.
You get somebody on the show and you ask them, right? You're like, hey, so what do you think of? Tell us what you think of the last dance about the Chicago Bulls, and then they go, it was good. And that's it. They just stay quiet. You're like, okay, somebody, and then freaking somebody, yeah, it was all right. I'm like, all right, this fucking show is gonna fucking suck.
I haven't even watched it, so you're like asking me.
It's good.
What do you think about it? I don't know.
But it really wasn't what I want to talk about. I just wanted to use an example. I don't want to talk about it at all.
What show? The Last Dance?
Yeah, that's good because I can't talk about it.
The Last Tango in Vegas?
Yeah, you didn't do a good job introducing it. We're talking about the one championship of the... I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
We're talking about the Indiana Pacers. The Indiana Pacers road to win the conference.
Thought you're talking about Donovan or something. I don't know. What quinceañera? Where are we going?
I thought Emmitt Smith won the last dance. Fucking his last dance,
right? Emmitt Smith. Dude, the chickie was dancing with us. Hot as hell, dude. What the hell is that left girl thing? Right, the one that nobody knows what the hell she's doing anymore.
Right.
See, I knew he was in the theme. See, man, I can't even talk to y'all about that because I know all the dancers' names. I know every episode. I got it. I have the box set in my house. I can't talk to nobody. Low T, dude.
From what?
Download Carmen Electra's best MTV moments and shit.
You got the Baywatch box set.
I went on to Apple TV.
Baywatch
TV. It's all right. You don't be courteous. Just talk over us like Neil.
It's all right.
Dude, everybody was. Thanks for
it. And I was there. Everybody was. And everybody, I was.
Yeah, everybody would talk and stop at the same time.
Yep. I heard you trying to. I was off the air for a bit. I heard you be courteous, Mike. You were like, you started, and after a while, it was all quiet. You're like, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm telling you, we should do the audio thing, the video thing, where like we come out and you can see us. Probably have to drop like about 140 mm-hmm. pounds, but we could do that.
Yeah,
or we could be in a room. We could be in a room that way you can see each other.
I know. If we see each other, we might be laughing way too much.
Just,
oh shit!
Yeah, just bifold yourself and sit back to back. Try to stand up,
dude. You can see us now. You can see us getting mad at each other, saying "Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! I got something to say."
Stop!
Right.
Stop eating.
We're going to still be talking. And Neil is talking
eating.
Over because he can't see us.
He's gonna be in the semi truck driving and working. He's gonna say that he got a screen in front and freaking go drive off a bridge. I bought the screen so I can see y'all.
Right,
I'm on my windows.
You see, like one eye in his nose. Back up, move back up.
Yeah, I used to think that shit was so cool. Whenever I saw Convoy back when I was like 4. With the fucking rubber ducky, and you could sleep in the back. I was like, I'm gonna be a trucker when I get older, just because of that. Because you could sleep in the back.
Then as an adult,
the chairs all air suspension.
My career choice was made by bunk beds in a truck and shit.
you want to be rich like Silver Spoon so you could have a race car bed?
My dad would look at me like, that shit don't exist. There ain't no dude that has a train inside his house and he's just going to let you ride it. If anything, dude, the real deal would be like you get in there, dude, and he's like all super selfish. Like he's a man that never grew up. He won't let you ride the train and it was made for you and shit. He gets on it, tells you to get off, gets mad, gets jealous if you play with his shit. You start playing with Pac-Man and he scoots you over.
The fucking train goes through your restroom and the kitchen, but you can't turn it on ever when you're there. Shit, you can't even touch it. Exactly. Fucking dick dad.
Right, the one time that you play with something, you break it. Oh, man.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. I told you.
That's this generation. That's this generation. Silver
Spoon.
That was
my chance.
Dick dad.
Yeah. Dick dad.
Right. It's the same dad that has, like, a baseball signed by Babe Ruth on top of his freaking desk that you can never touch it. You don't have no balls to play with, nothing. You're playing with tennis ball, baseball, and shit. It's just there.
Dennis Leary is good at being like a freaking real dad that didn't give a shit about you, right? Fucking walk away. You're all trying to have moments with him. Hey, Dad, love you. He's walking away like that. Go cut the grass.
Right, when you drop the pass, he does tell you to shut up. Want to fucking? You shouldn't be playing football. You drop the pass.
He won't see you because you're on the B team. Shit, no. You let me know when you make eight. You know, I might show up.
They had that scene right where it's the kid's final moment. You get up there and do his solo on the saxophone at the fucking Christmas play and shit. And he's looking to see if his dad shows up. And at the last minute, he shows up. No, that's not true. The dad never shows up. He's not there. He don't show up. Just keep looking.
And then you show up late to pick you up. Yeah, they start late to pick you up, and then they get mad at you. I had to come out here, and I had to get you and shit.
You're like, it's 8:30, it's dark outside. I was scared, Dad. But pussy.
That's why I don't take you to these
things. Ugly. You should just quit.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. Can't do it.
That is the most Mexican answer right there when you tell any family member that you're going to try something new or give it a shot or
I'm telling you.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. That's what they tell you. Just in that little part to just break you a little, dude. It's going to be hard. What they're really saying is hope you don't do it because then.
Yeah. When I was 19, I told my mommy, I'm going to apply to be a manager. You've only been there a year. I said, no, I know, but I can do it. I don't know. You haven't really been there. You're trying to talk you out of it and shit. You shouldn't do it. They're going to look at you different. It's going to be hard.
Look at you. They don't take much.
Right? That's
usually,
an awesome support,
usually
man.
The stuff comes out, man. Like, I could have given him a better introduction or anything like that. I couldn't think of nothing. Like, the old man brain was coming in. And I'm all, he don't take much.
Right.
There's that broken one.
Don't take much.
Yeah.
He can change his tire. All right.
He rides bikes. Okay.
So are we gonna do this next week again?
Let's do it. I'll set it up. I'll start doing the segments, man, and I'll start getting everything together, and then we can go ahead and I'll give y'all something if y'all want so y'all can have your own little segment of the show. It won't be little. I mean, however long you want to make it, we'll roll with it. That way you want a topic that you want to give, and we'll roll on that, and you can ask us questions, shoot, and give us some role-playing, and we'll make, like, different stuff. But we'll see what we can do throughout the week of, like, good ideas, and then also
I'll plan for like
for the
28 minutes.
Oh shit! I'll bring
it was
30
minutes.
Fuck shit! just to be like when you were young, and they were like, "You're gonna have to give a speech." All right, mine will be about a minute and a half. Okay. Just go back to y'all.
Right. Introduce you guys.
All right, man. Alrighty,
then.
Looks like we are counting down. Rated R Radio. Rated R Radio, San Antonio, Texas, 10 p.m. every Thursday. There it is, man. We're off the air.
Thursday? Every Thursday.